supersized luxury liner bullet train has everything. Look at the brochure. There's a 50s diner car, a spa car, complete with mud pits, a shoe repair car, an aquarium car, an aromatherapy car, and a live entertainment car with a talent show this Friday night.
Ooh, we have to sign up for that. I'll do a magic show and blow everybody's mind with my sleight of hand and close-up magic.
And I'll share my God-given perfect pitch with all the peoples of the world traveling on this train. There's only one problem.
You've outgrown all your stage costumes?
Yeah, but Mrs. Butterbutter Butterchurn is going to sew two of them together, like they used to do for Oprah, so that's not the problem anymore. The problem now is that I already signed up for the talent show, but I took the last slot.
But holy okus bokus, my magic!
I'm sure we'll run into other talent shows as we travel the globe on this ride tour for God only knows how much longer.
Yeah, right. We're only traveling on this luxury train because Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn won tickets on a radio contest.
Who'd have guessed she knew all the words to Howl by Allen Ginsberg?
Not me. I've never even heard of that song. So, what are you singing? Something by Madonna or Cher?
No, it's a...
Hey, I just gave myself an idea. When I said Cher, I was talking about the legendary entertainer Cher, but in my head, I heard the words share, as in, share this pizza with me.
You've got pizza?
No, I'm saying share sounds like share, and you and I should share the stage like Cher shared the stage with Sonny.
That really wouldn't work. Me singing while you do magic, those two things have nothing to do with one another at all.
What song are you doing?
Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, come on, that's perfect!
Let's discuss it later. Look, here comes Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom.
I knew I'd find you boys in here. Mr. Snodbottom said, where are Cliff and Kendall? And I said, I bet they're in the make-your-own-Sunday car.
That's another correct assumption you've made, dear. Why, sometimes I feel as though I've married a beautiful female Columbo.
Where are you two headed?
Well, we're on the way to the gaming car. There's a Yahtzee tournament tonight, and we don't want to miss it.
Hey, do you guys smell that? Is the train passing by an open landfill or something?
Oh, no, pardon me, boy. That aroma is coming from a prescription-strength bowel sachet I've pinned beneath my sport coat.
Oh, he picked it up in the aromatherapy car. Even though I told him it stinks so terribly, I might prefer inhaling a bowel attack instead.
Now, sugar lump. I think the powerfully scented sachet is working. I haven't had a bowel attack in the 20 minutes since I began wearing it.
20 minutes? That's pretty good. Not enough about that. We must dash to the Yahtzee tournament.
Best of luck.
So back to my magic. While you sing, I could lock myself in a trunk.
I like that part.
Oh no, here comes Charles the Contractor, and he's still playing that harmonica found by a toilet in Ireland.
Every time he plays, I feel like I'm serving a life sentence in San Quentin. Without all the fun in the showers everybody's always talking about.
Charles, would you put away that harmonica? You're annoying every passenger on this luxury train.
Oh, sorry about that. I just got a song stuck in my heart, you know?
Well, that's nice. Maybe I've been too hard on you all these years. I could use some inspiration. What put that song in your heart?
I just saw the new cover of Maxim magazine. Selena Gomez is all oiled up and there's a visible panty line.
Oh, God, never mind.
Yeah, all right. I'll see y'all later. I'm gonna go to the medical car and get my toe fungus looked at.
Oh. I want to take Charles and throw him out of the train window. Or at least take that stupid harmonica and throw it out the train window.
Why can't we?
Kill Charles the Contractor? Do we dare? I mean, it's not like I haven't thought about it.
Not kill him. Get rid of his harmonica.
Steal his harmonica? What if we were arrested and put in some foreign prison? They might even cut our hands off. That kind of thing happens every day. Don't you watch crime shows?
No, but I do watch Unsolved Mysteries. And Kendall, some of those mysteries were never solved. Some were later, and Robert Stack would give the update. But lots of them remain unsolved to this very day. The harmonica disappearance could be like that. We just have to be smart about it.
Okay. Should we think about it over a couple more Sundays?
Is a frog's ass watertight?
Waiter, two more biggie-sized bowls, please.
Mr. Snotbottom, wake up!
Oh, my! Oh, what's going on? Has our savior returned like a thief in the night?
Oh, goodness, no! It's that horrible-smelling bowel sachet! It stinks to high heaven and is preventing me from getting a good night's sleep! How am I going to take Fonky and Opie to the petting zoo car tomorrow if I'm too exhausted?
Why don't you rest and allow me, their adoring father, to escort the children to the petting zoo car?
I would, Daffodil, but the stench of that bowel sachet would offend the pigs covered in their own slop.
Why not spray around a bit of that lovely perfume you're wearing?
This bottle of floral ecstasy costs $75, but it may be the only way I'll ever sleep tonight. My mothering abilities may depend on it.
Oh, with my eyes closed, I'd swear I was in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, now it's still not enough. Oh, almost. Just a little more.
Oh, my. You've created a large puddle on the bed.
You'll be sleeping in that tonight, since it's all your fault.
Oh, anything you say, dear.
Do you hear that? Mrs. Potter Butterbutterturn keeps spraying something next door. How am I supposed to sleep with that loud spraying?
You'd think a luxury train would have soundproof rooms to sleep in.
It's all because of that stinking sachet of Mr. Snodbottom's, I'm sure of that.
You know, I think I can smell it through the wall. It's like the odor of 1,000 dirty diapers.
Ugh, and there goes Charles. He's terrible, and it's so loud they can probably hear it back in Busheltown.
Some people just don't care about annoying others. And Charles is Exhibit A.
Remember when he wiped his boogers on my mouse pad?
Or when he used the tip of your mustard bottle to clean out the wax from his ears?
Can we go over there and rip that harmonica from his hands, please?
Of course not. Trust the almighty universe to deliver a plan unto us. That's what I'm doing, even though part of me doesn't believe good things happen anymore. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal's always being snubbed at the Oscars. My studio apartment was boiled by a malfunctioning fish pool, and God, look how fat I am. Plus a bunch of other reasons, but I'm not giving in. If we can get rid of this harmonica, then maybe we can turn our lives around. Kendall, he used marshmallows for earplugs. How's that for ingenuity? Like when a mouse builds a nest in a cracker box. How's your bowl of assorted grains?
Needed more sugar, but I guess they didn't have those little packets back in medieval times.
I know this is the medieval experience car, but I think they could have updated a few things, like having sugar for you and Pop-Tarts for me. Not everything can be authentic. I'm sure the bathrooms aren't medieval.
Yeah, they are. I went while you were looking for the biscuit winch. There weren't any toilets, just a jagged wooden hole in the wall so you could go out the moving train. I peed all over a family of deer waiting to cross the train tracks.
Oh my! Etiquette, please! On a more pleasant note, my boiled goose egg had just the right amount of cumin sprinkled on its shell. How was your breakfast, Daffodil?
Oh, my quartered goat was quite succulent, I'm happy to report. However, there was a seed in my grapefruit juice, and so I'm afraid I'll have to deduct 2% from the gratuity.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and those that fall outside the traditional two-gender spectrum. This is your engineer speaking. I'm afraid we are experiencing an issue with this luxury liner bullet train. It seems a coin was placed on the tracks, and running over it has caused a misalignment of the train's lightning-fast bullet wheels. For this reason, we have stopped, and all passengers will need to disembark and board the next luxury liner bullet train that comes down the tracks. As for train cars 201 through 203, that's the aquarium car, the back waxing car, and the medieval experience car, you are currently situated on the Ubendorf Bridge, and you will need to board the lifeboats that can be found just outside the train in the Schubenborn River. After rowing 1.8 kilometers due northeast, you will meet up with the second bullet train.
Sweet heart-playing heavenly host! What about the children? Funky and Opie are with Crockpot in the slip and slide car.
If you are separated from your party, you can simply find them again on the second train.
Oh, what a relief.
We have to climb out of the train, down the bridge, and into lifeboats? Is this some kind of joke?
A final word to the passengers in cars 201 through 203. Please don't waste time sitting and wondering if this is a joke. Please move towards the boats immediately.
Let's get going. And I guess we should look on the bright side.
What's that?
Free boat ride!
These lifeboats are tiny. The four of us barely fit inside.
And what's with all this fog? It's so thick it's hard to see other lifeboats around us.
Oh my god, is the fog so thick you're coughing on it?
No, I just caught the smell of Mr. Snodbottom's bowel sachet.
Oh, praise the newborn king. It wasn't lost in the confusion of moving from train to boat.
My, yes.
All right, Kendall, pick up those oars and get us moving up the river and into that new train. The Make Your Own Sunday car opens in 20 minutes and I need to be there.
Me?
You're the tallest.
So what? If Shaquille O'Neal was here, you'd ask him to row?
Of course. And if Jeffrey the Toys R Us giraffe was here, I'd ask him.
His arms wouldn't be long enough.
I'm sure Hasbro sells some kind of arm extenders.
Boys, there's no need to fight. We'll all take turns. Kendall, you first.
Okay.
Now, just follow those other boats.
What other boats?
The boats from the trip. Where'd they go?
Oh, dear.
They rowed away while we were deciding who was going to row. But the engineer said row 1.8 kilometers northeast, so I'll just open the compass on my Apple Watch.
Take it off and I'll navigate, since you're rowing first. And then Mr. Snodbottom will row, and then Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, and then, if we're not already there, I'll row.
Okay. Why don't you wear the watch instead of sitting it on the seat next to you?
The wristband was just the teensiest bit soaked with sweat.
Oh.
Hey, what's that down there by your feet, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn?
It looks like an anchor.
It sure does. Oh, it's heavy, too.
Was that my watch?
I'm sorry, but yes, and it was your wrist sweat that was all over my hands that made me drop that boat anchor.
Now how will we find our way up the river?
You know, Buzz, when I was a child, my Uncle Pepperoni taught me to navigate by using the stars in the sky.
Well, that would be helpful, but the sun won't go down for another 10 hours.
You got me there, boy.
Hey, just because Kendall made me drop that anchor onto his Apple Watch doesn't mean we're out of hope. I bet my phone has a compass on it.
Right! Smartphones these days all
Why
have a...
Why isn't there... It should... Oh, right. I deleted the compass because I needed extra megabytes to save a set of Jake Gyllenhaal paparazzi shots.
You what?
He was walking through the airport and yawning. Any one of you would have done the same thing. What about your phone?
I was afraid one of the medieval guys might do something weird with it, so I left it in my suitcase. What about you guys? You don't happen to have your phones on you.
Oh, of course not, boy. Cellular telephones are for emergencies only. And since we didn't plan on any emergencies at breakfast, we didn't bring them.
Well, I'm pretty good with directions. I think we should go that way.
Nope, we can't.
Why not?
Because that way you're pointing, I think we should go that way too.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think we should go that way. And I'm pretty terrible with directions. I always pick the wrong way. And if I think we should go that way, then it must be the wrong way.
But if you're telling me now that we should go the other way, wouldn't that make the other way the wrong way?
Boss, since Kendall is rowing first, I think we should go his way.
Sure, whatever. I don't care. Nobody listens to me about my ways to row.
Now, this is no time to pout. We're on the beautiful Shubenborn River, even if it is covered with dense fog, and say... I know what would make us all feel better. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row, row, row your boat
gently down the stream.
Merrily, life is merrily.
Row your boat
gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Gently down the stream.
Life is but a dream.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily.
Life is but a dream.
Hey, we've hit land.
All right, let's find the train. I need a hot fudge injection.
Oh, the thickness of this fog reminds me of the pea soup we had on your last birthday, girl.
Don't remind me. The chef got the recipe all wrong. Far too much chili powder. I liked his use of rye, though. Oh, my, why are my lavender pumps sinking into sand?
Hey, everybody. The fog clears once you get up here by the palm trees.
Oh, no! We went the wrong way and ended up on a deserted island!
Maybe not. Maybe beyond the jungle here is the train. We just need to, you know, use one of those sword things to hack through all this undergrowth.
Keep dreaming. We're castaways. This is just like Gilligan's Island, except we're both the skipper.
Okay, we're both the skipper in size, but my essence is a blend of Ginger and the professor, and your Gilligan meets Marianne.
Then who are Mr. and Mrs. Howe? Daffodil! My scarf is caught in a tropical tree branch!
I'll get a sugar lump. Now, we've got to find a way off this island that Kendall steered us onto.
Okay. It's already been established that Cliff has his phone, so he'll just dial up the train company and they can send a helicopter or something to get us.
Sure, okay. Even though I hate talking on the phone this day and age, I'll just call him from this big, comfortable-looking log over here. I'll need to sit, because I'll probably be on hold for hours.
Oh, dear, watch out for that!
Whoa!
Coconut!
Oh, shit, my phone!
Is it broken?
You tell me, as you pick the broken shards out of my ass.
Oh, no. How can we contact the outside world?
Worry about that later. I was serious about those shards.
And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star. I'm wishing on the really bright one, straight up and to the left. And finally, my dearest Susan, I may never leave this island alive, but I'll never stop loving you. Eternally yours, Kendall.
That's really touching.
Did I spell eternally right?
I don't think it matters. You wrote the letter in the sand, so she probably won't ever see it.
Well, I had to do something.
Hey, I understand. We've been stuck here for 9 hours, and the hunger is driving us insane. There's a patch of wild-growing cauliflower over there, and I almost ate some. But never mind that. Come look at what Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn made.
Whoa!
It's a hut big enough for all four of us, fashioned from palm fronds and bamboo.
No, it's nothing, dears. Just a skill I picked up as a bushel scout leader 37 years ago.
Oh, your modesty is remarkable, girl.
Now we just need a fire so I can roast some of that wild cauliflower over there.
Does anybody know how to start a fire?
I could have easily a little while ago, but now the sun is too low for any of my bushel scout tricks. I wish I hadn't been so busy thatching that roof.
Come on, we all need to calm down. You know what Jerry Seinfeld would say if he were here?
What's the deal with being stuck on this deserted island?
Yeah, and then he'd riff on the beach and stuff for a while. But after that, he'd tell us to try transcendental meditation. He's real big on it.
What do we do?
Let's sit over here where we would have built a fire. And now, okay, you're going to be surprised at how helpful TM can be. TM's what Jerry and I call transcendental meditation. Now, everybody close your eyes. Clear your mind of all thoughts. Concentrate on your breathing.
Ugh, what's that stink? Did a rotting squid corpse just wash up beside us or something? No, dear, you're smelling Mr. Snotbottom's bowel sachet.
Okay. Kendall, don't talk. I thought that would have been obvious, but I guess not. Everybody just think about your breath as it enters and leaves your body.
Hey, I know we're meditating, but my subconscious had a great idea. We can get back on the boat and row.
What was that?
Oh, the sun is setting and I can barely see. But I think someone's walking up on the beach toward us.
Oh, Lord, let it be a rescuer sent from your heavenly bosom.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, hey, guys.
What, Charles the Contractor? How did you find us?
Oh, well, I was having my back waxed when they evacuated the train, so I got in a lifeboat and then I drank 40 ounces of malt liquor and passed out. I only woke up when my lifeboat crashed into that other lifeboat down on the beach.
No! Your boat crashed into ours?
Oh, yeah, it's just a big pile of wood chunks now. Speaking of chunks, I gotta go blow some, so pardon me while I find a bush.
Now we'll never get off this island.
I can't believe we had to walk into the jungle just to get away from the noise in our hut.
It was like Mr. Snodbottom timed his sleep farts to come out between Charles the Contractor's snores.
It was horrible, and now the rest of our lives will be horrible. We're going to be sleeping in that hut with snores and farts forever.
You're right. This is our life now. This island, the beach, the jungle, the snores and farts, they're all we have.
I just wish we had some escape. Even just some kind of mental escape to take our minds off the fact that we're walking around in the place where our dusty bones are going to remain, but never, ever be discovered.
Oh, no, I just realized. This is how our show ends, too. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It'll just never re-air after whatever that last show was.
Oh, God, not that one. It was so stupid.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I just hope our listeners got the point of our show. That life is too important to talk seriously about it, and that love and friendship conquer all. And though we may not live to see it, humankind can and will come together, finding strength in diversity to create a world united in peace and harmony.
That's it!
I know, that was the point of our show. I just wonder if all the belches didn't confuse people, though.
No! Harmony! That's our mind escape! We can steal and hide Charles the Contractor's harmonica!
Now that's a good plan. But how do we do it?
We could find a really big magnet.
I was gonna say that!
I knew it! Ah! Quiet down, boys, or you'll wake the whole island!
Sorry, you just scared us. We were out here plotting in the moonlight.
Yes, I was gathering coconuts to make a pie for breakfast, and I heard you both talking about Charles the Contractor's harmonica!
I know stealing your contractor's harmonica isn't proper etiquette.
But it's driving us nuts!
I'm not here to correct your etiquette this time!
What?!
I think I know a way we could scratch each other's backs.
Hey, yeah. Just like those two orangutans we saw this afternoon.
Yes. Now, I'm sure I can get rid of Charles's harmonica if you two would be willing to destroy Mr. Snotbottom's bowel sachet.
But hasn't it drastically reduced the number of bowel attacks he suffers each day?
It has. I'll be honest about that. However, the horrible stench emitted by the sachet is worse. It's all I smell anymore. I've never smelled anything worse. And you know, as a girl, I once slipped on some wet rye shavings and fell into a pile of mule droppings. Naturally, I screamed as I fell until my mouth was wide open and droppings flooded into my mouth, nose, and ears. Oh, boys, I'm here to tell you, those mule droppings smelled like floral ecstasy perfume compared to my husband's bowel sachet. Why, I'm even finding him less attractive as a man.
All right, we'll do it.
What are you going to do with the harmonica?
I think the less we know about each other's actions, the better.
And, after tonight, we never speak of this again. Now we should all shake hands.
All three at once?
Yeah. Well, how should we do it?
I'll shake hands with Cliff with my right hand and Kendall with my left.
And Kendall, you grab my left hand.
And I'll take Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn's hand with my right.
There we go.
Save you, Miss Piggy.
Okay, now I'm the bad guy.
I'm just a Long John Silver, a pirate looking for treasure.
All right, boys, that's enough playing Muppet Treasure Island. You've only just finished breakfast, and I don't want you getting a cramp.
Yes, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
That was a delicious coconut cream pie, Sugar Lump. I don't know how you do it.
No, well, I simply gathered 40 coconuts, bashed them against a rock, and then mixed the insides with some artificial sweetener I had in my purse.
Remarkable girl.
Okay, Kendall, I think now is the time.
Mr. Snotbottom, could I borrow your sports coat?
Why? Whatever for?
This island breeze is giving me a chill.
A chill? Kendall Bauer, the temperature must be at least 90 degrees.
Come on, I just want to put on your jacket.
Don't you think you might explode it out with your big fat body?
That's not helping. Mr. Snotbottom, please, I'm very chilly and I'd like to wear your coat.
All right, whatever you say, boy.
Oh, thank you. I'll just put it on here. Oh, wow, it's snug.
Just one thing. I'll take that bowel sachet from the inner pocket. Wouldn't want to forget that. Oh, no.
Crap.
Don't give up. Hey, Mr. Snotbottom, you hear that bird? What kind of bird is that, you think?
I don't believe I'm familiar with that particular species.
Does it, remind you of any birds you saw a long time ago or anything? Maybe a bird your Uncle Pepperoni pointed out once?
Oh my. Now that you mention it, I do recall a day in which Uncle Pepperoni had been to a wedding. He came over and was covered in rice, which was of course a favorite food of any bird lucky enough to find a loose grain. Unfortunately, my mother's pet canary had escaped her cage earlier that morning.
Hey, Mr. Snotbottom, will you hold this coconut shell for a sec?
All right. As I was saying, my mother's pet canary was fluttering around the house loose.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Snodbottom, but would you hold this piece of rotting driftwood?
Okay, boy, but my arms are getting rather full.
Now back to the canary.
Yes, let's see here. Oh, yes, the canary was hiding beneath a piano bench. We didn't know that, of course, as Uncle Pepperoni sat down to play the hit song Sister Susie's Sewing Sis for Soldiers.
I need you to hold one more thing, this big handful of sand.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm unable to hold anything else. Sorry about that, boy.
No, I'm sure we can make it all fit. You give everything you're holding to Kendall.
Great idea.
Take these things here.
Got them. Okay.
And then I'll arrange the stuff in your arms, Mr. Snodbottom. See, if you... right over here, and... see, it all fits great. And now that handful of sand.
Hey, and weren't you telling me a long, boring story about a canary?
Oh, yes. I'd almost forgotten. Anyway, a grain of rice fell from Uncle Pepperoni's pocket. The canary ate it, and just after we applauded the piano performance, the bird exploded.
Oh, no!
Oh, well. Kendall, you want to get back that jacket now?
Yes. Oh, I'm warm. Here, Mr. Snodbottom, I'll just put it over your shoulders.
Okay. Oh, how much longer should I hold this debris, boy?
5 more minutes.
And we'll be right back. We have to go bury something in the jungle. No, wait. I mean...
He means shit in the jungle.
Yeah. We have to go bury our shit in the jungle. Be right back.
Did I miss breakfast?
Yes, but it would be improper etiquette for me not to plan ahead for those with improper etiquette. And so I did save you a serving of coconut cream pie. It's in this Tupperware I fashioned from tree bark.
Oh, hey, thanks. I got caught up watching some seagulls have a threesome.
Yes, well, Charles, I don't suppose there's anything I could say that would make you part with that harmonica, is there?
Oh, hey, no way. It's been my favorite possession since I slipped in that puddle of pee and found it on the bathroom floor.
Oh, there's nothing I could trade you for it. I have quite a few items in my purse.
Not unless you got a girly magazine with a hot babe on the front with a visible panty line.
Well, I do have this copy of Home Life magazine. It's a Christian periodical with Kathy Lee Gifford on the cover. She's wearing a very chic wool pantsuit.
Oh, yeah, that's close enough. Here you go.
Wonderful.
Dear, do you think it's all right if I put down this debris I was holding for Cliff and Candle?
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's okay. Say, do you smell that?
Why, yes. Oh, it's a bit salty, isn't it? What do you suppose it is?
I think it's the ocean. We've been on this island for 24 hours, and I'm just now smelling the ocean.
Oh, my. It's such a lovely aroma. Oh, excuse me, Sugarlump, but my bowels were moved by the scent of the ocean. I suppose my bowels have says and... Oh, no. Where is it?
We're back, and boy, did we have good shit.
Candlebauer, my bowel sachet is missing. Has anyone seen it?
We need a diversion.
Yeah, hey, everybody, look back into the jungle. It's one of those orangutans that Charles taught to flip the bird.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's bitchin'. Where is it?
Oh, not an innocent bird.
Not that kind of bird.
He's talking about a rude gesture, dear.
Hey, what's everybody looking at?
What? Who said that?
It's a cruise ship.
Is that Cliff? Kendall? And all their friends?
It's us.
Terry the Tear. Is that you?
It is. I'm temping as a cruise ship captain this week and was holding my map upside down and wound up on this uncharted island. We're just about to make a U-turn.
Wait, can we come aboard? We're stranded.
Well, of course.
Oh, thank God. We're saved.
Oh, what about my bowels, Hashay?
No, there's no time to look for it now. I'm sure Terry the Temp has a schedule to keep, and we wouldn't want to upset her temp agency by making the ship late.
Aboard.
Have you noticed Charles isn't playing his harmonica?
Hey, yeah. I wonder how Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn got rid of it.
Probably some really complicated but honest plan that we could never guess.
That sounds right.
Hey, I bet we'll be back on the train in time for the talent show.
You're right. You know what? I think I've come up with a whole new act.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
That started from a bullet train traveling across Europe.
The train stopped and we had to leave. There was nowhere to hide.
We climbed down and we buckled up
for a short boat ride. A very short boat ride.
The air that day was full of fog and the sea was full of salt.
Then Kendall crashed us on an island.
It wasn't all my fault. It wasn't all my fault.
We were rescued by our friend the Timp. Now everything's just fine
for co-host Cliff and Kendall too. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, Mr. Snod Bottom, also Charles the Contractor, here on Cliff and Kendall's Island Industry. That is what we are, no one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, uh-huh. From a lover to another, uh-huh.
Oh, sail it away, dear, we're gonna sail together.
Oh, 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 sail away with me, girl.
You know I will, dear. Daffodil, as long as you don't bring that sachet with you.
Oh, my.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, uh-huh. From one lover to another, uh-huh.
Oh, God, is that Charles the Contractor playing that trumpet?
Oh, hey, guys, look what I found under some dirty Kleenex in the garbage.
Oh, no.